Our next storyteller, so many of you who have been coming to Soup for a while know that Laura and I have grown up in your eyes, and, you know, we've had babies and gotten married and stayed married and had different jobs. But so my day job has always been in education. And so right now I have the honor to work for Baltimore City Public Schools, and I say that seriously. It's a really difficult arena. It is not for the faint of heart, but if you are mission-driven and you kind of don't give a fuck about other things except for what you're trying to do as far as your mission is concerned, it is the place for you. So anyway, excuse my language. So my job, part of it is that I get to go to this, what this next storyteller and I like to describe as what it would look like, a post-apocalyptic high school. It's an abandoned high school that oddly has this wing of early learning classrooms, and the classrooms are incredible. The teaching is incredible. There's such dedication. It is the sweetest. It's just four-year-olds, some five-year-olds, and it is a treasure on this earth, but you would never know. The environment is just, the outside environment is really surprising compared to what's going on in the inside. Anyway, Erica Parker is the, what we call the point of contact there. She is the everything there, and I've come to know her through the years through my job, and I just feel really, really lucky to know her. She's an incredible person, so I'm happy to have forced her to come be here tonight. So please welcome Erica Parker.
So my holiday story has to do with Christmas of 2014. I am, just to give you some background, happily divorced for 10 years, and that's fine. He left me, that's fine. So also to give you a little more background, my family, I absolutely love, 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 and adore my family. I hope that everyone feels that way about their families, but you never know. And I'm from a huge extended family. So my mother was born 10th out of 12 children. She's the youngest girl. My second oldest aunt had 15 children, 2 by her first husband, 13 by her second husband. They all lived in New York City. No one ever was arrested. It's amazing. And everybody else had 6, 7. My mother has 2. I have an aunt with none. But anyway, I have hundreds of cousins, literally. I have a cousin who's 68, my first cousin. She's my aunt's daughter. My mother has nieces and nephews that are way older than she is. So anyway, we enjoy getting together always. And every holiday, the whole hundreds don't get together, but some cluster thereof. But every 2 years, we all get together. So anyway, I'm supposed to go to my aunt's house last Christmas. That's what I'm supposed to bring, the string beans. It's going to be fabulous. Well, I told you I'm divorced. I have children, 19, 21, 23. Well, my youngest daughter was with me, and we've always shared, my ex-husband and I always shared the children on the holidays. So my daughter goes, okay, Mom, I'm ready to go to Dad's house. I'm like, okay, sure, jump in the car. I'm going to throw something on real quick. Just jump in the car. We'll go. Driving to Owens Mills. We get there. I'm like, call your sister so she can come downstairs and open the door because he lives in a secure building. All right. We're waiting. Okay. Lauren comes downstairs and she goes, oh, well, Grandma said she wants you to come up. And I'm going, wait, Grandma. David doesn't entertain. Why is Grandma here? You're supposed to be going to Grandma's house after I bring you here. Okay. Grandma wants to see me. I'll park. Okay. What I was wearing is not what you want to be wearing when you're going to see your ex-husband and his mother. Towson State sweatshirt from 1989. Yes, it said Towson State. It isn't even called that anymore. Towson State. And I have the navy sweatpants, navy, written down the sides with holes in them and tennis shoes. I just threw something on to drop her off. So, okay, I go upstairs. I'm going to say hi to Mae Francis, but Mae Francis isn't the only one there. All of his brothers and sisters, all of their spouses, fiancés, boyfriends, girlfriends, children, it's packed in there. Now, I loved these people as my family for 10 years. And it was difficult when he got remarried, not because like, oh man, that should be me, but I didn't want to make things uncomfortable for his wife. Well, unfortunately, he's going through his second divorce. So it wasn't me, it was him. No, just kidding, y'all. But, you know, I didn't want to make things uncomfortable. So for 10 years, I hadn't seen the majority of these people except for my sister. And one of my sisters-in-law, she still to this day does my taxes. So, you know, I'm saying, hey, oh my gosh, I can't believe you look great. And they're like, oh, why your hair got so long? It's literally been 10 years. So, okay, I made my rounds. I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready to go. My family's waiting for me now. Well, I'm walking towards the door, and my mother-in-law grabs my arm, and everyone's in the kitchen now holding hands, saying grace, and I find myself bowing my head. I'm going, what's happening? I'm supposed to be going to my Aunt Dawn's house. So, okay, we're saying grace. So I say to myself, because Mae Francis is like, get on in here, girl. You can go to your family's house later. So I said, okay, to myself, I said, I'll just eat a little bit. Anyone who knows me, I really enjoy eating. Really, really. So I say, oh, I have a little bit. No, they had barbecue ribs, chicken. There were red velvet cupcakes on a lovely table. Okay, so I ended up staying more than a little while. I stayed the entire night in my Towson State sweatshirt and my navy sweatpants. So, okay, we had a great time. There was so much laughter. Then someone breaks out taboo. It was one of the best times we'd all ever had that I'd ever had with them. So my ex-husband was on my team, and we barely spoke through 10 years of divorce. Barely. Hi, bye. Okay, I got Lauren's medicine in the bag. Okay, yeah, Monique's glasses. All right, so his clue. Have you ever seen The Shining? And what did Jack Nicholson say as he was hacking through the door trying to kill his wife? Here's Johnny. That's not what he said. He says, honey, I'm home. 3 times really slowly like we were stupid. Honey, I'm home. I actually guessed The Shining, and I look at him and I go, do you know you literally said that absolutely all the way wrong? Not one piece of what you said was right, except for the expression which you used. Whole room erupts with laughter. They're like, he said, what? Oh my God. Hilarious. So from all of that, it was just amazing that I missed out on a chance to see my family, who I love with all my heart, where I feel refreshed and just rejuvenated once I'm around them. When I'm around my family, we laugh, we holler, we scream. It is just the best time. My mother is always hoarse afterwards, but I missed that chance, and I gained a chance to reconnect with people I had already been close to but had distanced myself for a decade. So that is my holiday story with my Towson State sweatshirt and my navy sweatpants, which are here, but I didn't want to show them to you because it's too much for you to handle. Thank you.